Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down this song you strum and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum.
In his debut novel, Lay Down Your Weary Tune, a ghostwriter of the memoirs of a reclusive folk music icon attempts to glean fact from fiction, only to discover the deeper he digs into the musician's past, the more his own past rises to the surface. Despite his fame, Eli Page is a riddle wrapped in a myth inside decades of mask making. His past is so shrouded in gossip and half-truths that no one knows who he is behind the act. Jack Wyeth, a budding writer, joins Eli in Galesville, a small town on the border of New York and Vermont, only to learn that the musician's mind is failing. As he scrambles to uncover the truth, Jack is forced to confront his own past, his own hang-ups, and his own fears. At the same time, he falls for a local artist who has secrets of her own, he becomes linked to a town controversy, and he struggles to let go of his childhood idols and bridge the divide between myth and reality. The name of the new novel, Lay Down Your Weary Tune, which we are very pleased to share with you, is out today, which means that Bill is celebrating his launch party with us.
That's right. Yeah.
And we're more than a little excited about. W.B. Belcher, good morning. Welcome to the program. Very nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's great. You are going to be pretty much everywhere on your book tour. We'll get to that. We'll read out all the dates and tell people where.
Sure.
Although I don't think there is a town you won't be in, so I think people will find themselves able to catch up with you, which is very cool. When I was reading the description before I read the novel, I thought this is a great idea for a novel.
Thank you.
And then it turns out to be a really, really fun, great novel. So at what point did this idea come to you?
Well, it was about 8 or 9 years ago when I started to work on the book. And it was actually the idea of masks first and role-playing and storytelling that came, you know, it was sort of questions that I had. If you lived your life behind a mask in the public eye for so long, or a layer of masks, then, you know, would you be lonely? Would you get further and further away from yourself over time if there is such a thing as true self? So I was grappling with those issues, and then I sort of layered folk music on top of it and used this folk music icon. And, you know, one thing led to another. That's where it came from.
Well, are you a folk music fan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that it came naturally for you to think of that kind of icon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking of what type of artist or writer would I maybe highlight. And, of course, I was reading Dylan's Chronicles, and, you know, I'm on the board of Cafe Lena as well. And I, you know, was thinking about folk music and folk musicians and the sort of myth-making that happens as they are developing their personas and putting those personas out in the world. So, anyways, that's where it came from.
When you look at the idea of what you're writing about here, of a writer who is trying to get to the bottom of someone's life, the thing that this I really enjoyed reading about is that little whisper that we often get. At least I often get as a interviewer, which is, be careful meeting your idols.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
You know, because it could be really great, mm-hmm. and it could really suck.
Right. Well, I think it's also part of growing up, right? So it's this late coming of age story for Jack Wyeth, who is sort of lost at sea, looking for a purpose in his life, and he sort of looks for purpose in his idol, Eli Page. But, you know, Eli Page is more complicated than his public persona would let on. So, yeah.
And as you layer this, because I'm curious as a writer of how much, because this is very much Jack's story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, so you're interested in Eli, but really Jack is the person that you're trying to get a handle on.
Right. Yep. Exactly. So, you know, it is Jack goes to tell Eli's tune, his weary tune, right, and ends up telling his own. I mean, that's the basic structure of the novel. You know, you can't, at first thought, I You know, I was going to try to go at it head on into the folk music icon from his point of view. And then it became very clear early on that, you know, that it was really about sort of the younger generation looking towards the older generation, towards their idols, toward the icon, and sort of peeling back the mask. That was more interesting to me than talking, you know, from the musician's point of view.
Are you the where do you live? Where
is it? Greenwich.
Okay, you're a Greenwich guy.
Yep.
Okay, so
yep.
We live in the same town.
Yep.
So this whole idea of falling for a local artist who has secrets of her own and becoming linked to a town controversy, my goodness, where would you come up with that idea?
Yeah, right. No, you know, this, you know, it's a town. Hey, listen, you know, the novel's about reinvention. It's about, it's about adaption and evolution of things over time. And, you know, so some of that is myth making as the characters grow and change over time. But some of that is in the town, too, in the settings and how towns that were farming towns or mill towns, how they change and adapt over time to become something else. I use Galesville. And so those people who are familiar with Greenwich, I actually live in a little hamlet called Middle Falls.
Yep.
Once upon a time was called Galesville.
Yes.
And, you know, Greenwich itself was called Union Village and Whipple City and many other, you know, names. So as
many other odd names.
Right, exactly. So, you know, that to me sort of mirrored the folk process, you know, that you see in music when songs like Lay Down Your Weary Tune, which stems from The Water Is Wide or Wally Wally and you know, traditional songs. So that evolution and that change and adaptation was important to me. Because it was reinvention. That was the main theme.
Did you grow up there?
I grew up in the Berkshires.
Okay.
I moved to Greenwich in 2002.
Okay. So, because there is a difference I moved into the village 30 years ago.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
There's a difference between growing up there and living there.
That is absolutely true. And my wife grew up there.
Right.
So I see it firsthand.
Right. So you get grandfathered in like I do.
Exactly, yes.
Right. So you become a local by proxy.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. And that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
So when you take on the story, in writing it, how much, because you seem to be very interested in the folk scene, and yet it doesn't overwhelm the novel.
Right. Yeah. I didn't want to make the novel just about folk music. It is about folk music and about the folk process, as I mentioned. But it's also, you know, like I said, back to that question of myth making and growing up and late coming of age, peeling back the masks, you know, that's really at the center of this. It's in a sense, a late coming of age story. But in folk music is its context.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where I was coming from at the time.
The idea that we don't know the past of Eli, we don't know much about him. And you I guess you can take it two ways of that Eli is being elusive, but also that they're so shrouded and it's been so strange and that maybe he doesn't even remember or know anymore.
Right. That's a big question. Does he know? Does he remember? Are there things he sacrificed along the way to live behind that mask and to be in the public eye that he now regrets?
Yeah.
You know, so if there is such a thing as true self, did he move away from that core, that true self, to be famous? And now looking back in his late 60s and early 70s, is he, does he look back and regret that?
Mm.
So that is what Jack actually sees in Eli when he visits him. He sees someone who is sort of wrapped up in guilt.
That idea of guilt and that in some way of telling your story that will relieve some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is the case, obvious for Eli, but then also ultimately becomes the case for Jack.
It's absolutely the case for Jack, right. So, you know, so he has to tell his own story, and Eli helps him tell his own story. So he arrives as a ghostwriter for Eli Page in this town, and, you know, he thinks that's his task. But he soon, you know, he has to face his own demons, and he has to really look hard at himself and the things that he's done throughout his life and the man that he wants to be in the future. So, you know, that's what I mean by late coming of age. You know, he is really grappling with those issues.
What was it like getting this book published and getting it out there?
Well, you know, I began writing it, like I said, 8 or 9 years ago. It took a while to finish it, obviously, but it also, you know, takes a long process to get an agent and get out there and have the agent sell it. The book sold in October of 2014, so it, you know, it's been a little while since I finished it. But it's a process. You have to kind of embrace the process and also focus on the work and on the writing and try not to focus on the business side too much, because you can get pulled away.
Yes, you can. You are going to be at Northshire Bookstore tonight in Saratoga Springs for the official launch.
The big launch, yeah, 6 o'clock.
Yep. 6 o'clock tonight at Northshire Bookstore. And then our home bookstore, Bat and Kill Books, in Cambridge. You have an event there on the 28th, so that's, that's Thursday night. And then on the 30th, you'll be in Pittsfield at the Barnes & Noble. Then into February 10th, we go to Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, our good friends at Odyssey. That's great. And then on the 15th, you'll be at the Sage Colleges in Troy, Water Street Books in Williamstown on the 18th of February, The Hyde in Glens Falls on the 23rd, the 24th, The Heart. Do you have like a passport that is going to be stamped? I'm mentioning these so people can go to the website and then say, oh, I know he's coming to Williamstown, and then look, you know.
Yeah.
Hartwick College on the 24th, March 11th at the Lenox Bookstore, April 2nd, Barnes & Noble in Colony, and on June 3rd, Russell Sage Colleges. And so if you go to WB Belcher, B-E-L-C-H-E-R, WBBelcher.com, you can find out more information about all the events and all of the listings and find out. But the big ones to keep in mind right away, tonight, Northshire Bookstore, Saratoga Springs, Thursday night, Bat and Kill Bookshop in Cambridge, and then on the 30th at Barnes & Noble in Pittsfield. And that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of them will be fun. Tonight we have an after party at Cafe Lena. Thursday, lovely Bat and Kill Books.
Yep.
And then Pittsfield is close to where I grew up, so it'll be sort of homecoming.
That's great. Yeah, so a good time. And then ultimately you want people to get entertainment out of the book, but to think a little bit as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, Yeah, I want them to have a good time reading the book, but also I want them to sort of feel that it's a meaningful experience.
The name of the new novel is Lay Down Your Weary Tune, and it's an awful lot of fun to read. It is thought-provoking and very enjoyable. It is Lay Down Your Weary Tune, the new novel from W.B. Belcher. The book is published by The Other Press. Beautifully, nice package.
Yeah,
too.
It's a great cover.
They did a really nice job on it. Yeah. It's the Lay Down Your Weary Tune from The Other Press, WBBelcher.com for more information on the events. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.